There is no O in team. Written by Nocturne and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom: Harry Potter. Rating: explicit. No archive warnings apply. Relationship: Pansy Parkinson / Ginny Weasley. Additional tags: orgasm delay / denial, Holyhead Harpies Quidditch team, vaginal fingering, oral sex, edge play, Quidditch player Ginny Weasley, team manager Pansy Parkinson, Dom Pansy Parkinson, light BDSM, plotwood plot / porn without plot, enemies to lovers.
Please, Ginny gasped. At least you've seemed to develop some manners.
Pansy sped up the circling of her fingers at Ginny's clit, and Ginny arched her back as she struggled against her binds. She was splayed out across Pansy's desk, wrists anchored to the dark wood surface, Quidditch ropes ripped open, trembling legs still clad in their striped Holyhead Harpies knee socks.
God's fuck!
The fingers stopped. Well, apparently your manners didn't last long. Ginny whined, feeling her core clenching against nothing, trying to slow her breathing. She wasn't sure how long she'd been teetering on the edge of utter ecstasy, Pansy's fingers and lips and tongue lazily drawing her closer like the purest and most blissful form of torture. If Ginny got too close, Pansy would stop and return to teasing at her oversensitive nipples, or if that brought her too close, she'd bring her lips to her ear and whisper utter filth. Each time, Ginny was desperate to come. But Pansy could read her too well. The twitch of her thighs, the soft low moan she tried to hold back, the way her jaw clenched as she tried to build the tiniest bit of tension so that everything could snap.
Focus, Weasley,
Pansy said, snapping the hem of one of Ginny's socks.
On what?
Ginny asked, half in irritation, half in bewilderment. This meeting in Pansy's office was supposed to have been about tactics for the upcoming match against Puddlemere United. Not that Ginny gave a flying fuck about her new manager's opinions. She played just fine, thanks, and she had no intention of listening to
"On giving me what I want,"
Pansy said, and lowered her head between Ginny's legs again. Ginny's eyes widened at the sight of Pansy's ruby lips just before she dove forward to press them against her clit.
Oh, God!
She was close. So close, and this time she couldn't help but give in to the building spikes of pleasure radiating from her clit, the bliss of Pansy's fingers lightly tugging at her nipples. Is this what Pansy wanted? It had to be, right? Her thighs began to quake in anticipation.
Not yet,
Pansy commanded, sitting suddenly upright. She spelled away the binds and slid back her leather chair.
You've got a match to win first.
Ginny struggled to lift herself up onto her elbows, staring at Pansy with her mouth open in shock, core still throbbing with unfulfilled need.
I will say this once, and once only, Weasley. I will do whatever it takes to have a winning season.
Pansy paused, running one finger gently down Ginny's sternum before refastening her robes.
And that includes finding out how to best motivate the team.
Ginny stumbled to a stand on shaking legs.
You can't be serious. How to best motivate the...
Maybe, if you're good and you remember the plays I want you to try, we can resume this afterwards, Pansy said, leaning back. Ginny felt her face flush. With rage or with lust, she wasn't sure. But what else could she do? The match was starting in just a few minutes. She squared her shoulders and marched toward the door, flinging it open so hard it crashed against the opposite wall.
Oh, and Weasley,
Pansy called, still as smug and calm as ever behind her desk.
Now you'll be thinking of me for the next few hours with your broom between your legs.
The End.